is Shabbos. This week's parasha, Parshas Emor, so we have the Parshas of Moedim, so it talks about the first one, Elohim Moedoi, first one of Shabbos. So I guess if the parsha can talk about Shabbos, I can talk about Shabbos too. Bet, theoretically, you can talk about Shabbos every week. If you look at the Sfas Emes,
everything is Shabbos.
One year I decided, as I'm going through it, to mark off.
It's amazing.
All the things about Shabbos, and I think it's come out every parsha he has something about Shabbos.
It's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was the Shabbos that he is. You know, Shabbos for him was a very chashuv topic. Okay. Beaker, I want to talk about the psukim in Yeshaya Nun Ches, which is the Haftarah from Yom Kippur, if I call it correctly. So it talks about that the person has a tzoim, but the tzoim is that she doesn't just bows his head, but he doesn't stop doing his averus. That's not, he's still the person doesn't have any desire in that. But if you give paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, you're helping other people. Aniyim rudim tavi boyis kisir orim v'kisisoy b'sochot loisisalom oz yibokar kashachar recha v'aruschol mehiros yitzmoch v'anach v'anach tzikecha v'kod Hashem yaspecha. So then the person is in the mode of seeing others and taking care of others. The person is going to give you a gval gebracha. Oz tikra v'ashem yana, you call out, the kashbrach will answer you. If you're going to take care of other people who have needy, Hashem will menoch Hashem tomid. You're going to be the source of the rebuilding the world. And then it says, "Imtashim Shabbos Raglecho." The last two psukim are about Shabbos. So the topic is the tzayim. The topic is the tzedakah. The topic is caring about other people. And all of a sudden, we move to Shabbos. And it says, if you refrain on Shabbos from going where you shouldn't go, you go beyond, don't go beyond Tchum, you don't go to Avodah, you're not spending the day taking care of your interests and desires. Because the Shabbos Oynig, Shabbos for you is designated as the day of Oynig. It's a day of Kedusha, that it's a Mechubot. You're Shabbos by not going in your ways because you walk different on Shabbos. You don't get involved in taking care of your interests and needs. With Arba Dabba, you don't speak on Shabbos like you speak to him on the weekdays. You'll have Oynig al Hashem. So that's the end of the Haftarah. So the flow from Staka and these things into Shabbos, you know, it's about, like, it needs to be explained. Aleph. Beis, the Chazal say on this that a person who Shemar Shabbos, the person who Kol Manik is a Shabbos, he's given a Nachal B'li Mitzor. Because it says you're going to get Nachal Yaakov Avichu. So Nachal B'li Mitzor means it's unbounded, unlimited Nachal. Right? So, we'll see. Rebbe has the horror that Shabbos, from somebody from the outside, Shabbos seems to be one of the most limiting type of days. So, why is the reward B'li Mitzor? Okay. Gimel is this Oynig Shabbos thing needs to be explained a little bit. Like this idea of Oynig Shabbos. It sounds like, you know, so Moore says, what's Oynig Shabbos? You have some type of fish. One says you have some type of beets. It sounds pretty geezy. You have a little fish, a little beets, and wow, you get, like, you know, like it seems to be there's probably more to the story than just, you know, a little bit of fish, a little bit of beets, right. gets you this type of reward. So, like, hello, Dover. So that's what I want to try and touch into a little bit. Let's see what we can come up with. Now, the first two pieces over here are the first two pages over here are from Nesiva Sholem in his about Shabbos. I want to start at least with one piece over here. that he quotes over here. Let's see. He says Shabbos is Zechel Maitz Bereishis, and Shabbos is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he makes an assumption that when we talk about, here it's in the first page, on the bottom. So Shabbos is Zechel Maitz Bereishis, is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's based on the Sarsa Libris. The first ones in Parashas Yisroel focus on the Shabbos is that talks about the Bereshit made the world in 6 days. The second one talks about Zichar Tikevah Yisaber Tzitzrayim. So at the end of the paragraph, Rav Levi Batsim Inyan as Yikorin Mamash Muslim Ben Gela Beres Hashem. So it's a Zeichel Tzitzrayim, it's a Zeichel Amas Bereshis. What is the idea of a Zeichel? The Re'imatar is Zichron is Balma. We sit and we reminisce the good old days. You know, like, you know, you sit there, you know, you get together with the guys, you know, for to talk about the good old days. You know, what does it Zeichel of my separation? Zeichel says, "What does it mean? What does it mean that you Zichron?" So while you Zichron of my separation, Zeichel says, "Mitzrayim should never be Shabbos." And Bechlau, okay. So there's two elements, two intrinsic elements of Shabbos. That's the two bechinas of Shabbos. Zikaron the Ma'aseh Bereishis in Yonah Piyah Mashakosav Arachaim Hakadosh beParashas Vayichulu. So Parashas Vayichulu and say in Parashas Bereishis, the Arachaim Hakadosh says the following. Listen to this Arachaim Hakadosh. Shkadosh Baruch Hu Boras Olam Lashisha Yamin Bilvat. Unosan Kach Bebriya Liskam Yersim Hizeh. The Rosh put a Kach Bebriya to last for 6 days. That's it. The world comes to the end after that. Really, the world should come to an end after 6 days. Every week, the Erev Shabbos, the world ends. And Shabbos comes and creates a new reality, and that allows the world to continue for another 6 days. Shabbos plus another 6 days. And the Erev Shabbos, the world ends. We discussed this idea once. The Rambam talks about the idea of tshuva. Right? So the Rambam says that tshuva is shini Hashem. Shini Hashem, Chazalsi, one of the ways a person changes his bad mouth is by shini Hashem. So there's a minhag some people have, a loyal letter person is very sick, that they add a name, they change the name. Right? But the Rambam understands Shein Hashem means something else. Shein Hashem means I make myself into a different being. So there was a decision in Shemayim that Yankel should be receive the bad decree. He says, I'm not Yankel, I'm Beryl. I'm a new guy, I'm a new being. Right? So I make myself into a new being. You look at, he's a brand new person. He's changed his whole being. So the root of that concept is that there's a medrash which is in Parshas Nitzavim. It says that it's also a medrash in Parshas Bereishis that the word va'atah and now atah with an ayin means tshuva. Vein va'atah l'tshuva now means tshuva. So the way I understand it is the whole yisod of tshuva is that what you were before is not defining you anymore. That was Yankel. I'm Beryl. I'm a whole new being. The whole Yisrael of Tshuva is I'm starting over again. I'm not defining myself with what was before. The best time of the year to do Tshuva is the Seder Shemay Tshuva because Rosh Hashanah is Seder Shemay Tshuva because Batsim, you are a new being. The person is given the Gzar Din for 1 year and that ends at Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So he's a brand new person. He is a brand new person. So that's the best time to say, you know what? So why should I be an idiot and keeps doing the same stupid things that the guy from last year did? I'm a new person. Right? So there's into the Bria, there's built in a nature of ability to do tshuva because you really are new. So I'm not bound on what I was before. Okay. So there's brought down by the Bala Kabbalah, then you're doing tshuva Erev Shabbos. Before you go to the Shabbos, then you're doing tshuva. Mishmar quotes it.
So that's what Shabbat does to the individual.
So Shabbat does to the individual. It says that you're brand new. Right? That's what Chaim says. You're brand new. I'm not the same guy. There's a guy Rangel Derev Shabbos. He's a brand new person. So, and that's why Mr. Shelly Erev Shabbos, because I'll say when Al Rishon said it when he did tshuva, and the word Shabbos and the word tshuva are the same osius. Right. So Shabbos is the day of reconnecting, mamash reconnecting. you like you go back to like you plug in back like to my separation. So you start over again. So okay. She says so. Be'etzim fine. El Shabbos he had a satisfied. But kachi b'chol shua shua the kiyam alam rikach Shabbos. Where the kachach Shabbos the kaim is a bria who rock at a sheyeh shemesh Shabbos b'chol. Chol daros miyam bria Hashem is all them hoyo kol pachas sadig echad shemesh Shabbos b'chol. To our chaim akadosh says. Like there was from the bria till this day the time of the 10 daras till Noach, 10 daras till Adam, till Avraham, there was one tzaddik at least who kept Shabbos every week, and that's Pasha. He mamash is mekayim the whole bria because if nobody been shomer Shabbos, tayim avoy. Who is the oyster hoysay bria yichel this kind? So that's so Shabbos is a zikaron of my separations. It doesn't mean it's a reminiscing. Shabbos is pashut. It's a reminder of my separation because it's a reenactment of my separations in a certain sense every week. Keep chol Shabbos discharges for emes my separations. By the yesh for Shabbos kayach shal discharges a bria. Okay, so that's how it explains the union of the zikaron of my separations. So what exactly is Yisrael? So also in Rechaim HaKadosh. But there's a Yesh Lefarish Masha Shabbos, he's Echel Tzitz Mitzrayim. Of him Masha Kosov, Rechaim HaKadosh also, of course, the Kevin Tzim Mitzrayim by the Nebuah of Bilam. He says, the Rosh of Bilam says, Kel Mutziyom Mitzrayim. Shalom Rek, Kel Hutziyom Mitzrayim, Loshan Ovar, Elam Mutziyom, Beloshan Hoivet. That they left Mitzrayim already. What's Kel Mutziyom Mitzrayim? See, Bilam should have said, Kel Hutziyom. Hashem took them out. Past tense. Hashem is taking them out. So what does that mean? So Koshesh of Chol Leil Pesach Mischadesh is Ba'am B'nei Yisrael B'chinas Yisrael Mitzrayim. We relive Yisrael Mitzrayim every year. There's an element of Pashut. The limitations which exist in the person are really... That's not killing myself. Because you see, Rishon Levad, Allah B'choshon Rishon Mitzim Mitzkanizkut. Hanas Yisrael Mitzrayim Eino Inyan Chad Pami, Allah Inyan Nitzki Ha'ivet Tomi B'choshon Rishon. Okay, so mainly it's like this. And the concept of Zecher doesn't really exist in the Torah. We don't just reminisce. Zecher means there's some way, there's some element of it which is still existing. So that's the idea of Zecher by in Torah. So that's every day he says, when you say Zecher since Mitzrayim, what you're doing is some way you're taking yourself out of Mitzrayim again. Every Shabbos you're doing that. Now, what the Baal HaMachshava, the Sasem, is other, they say that the word Mitzrayim is the word Mitzorim, which is limits. Mitzar is a border. So Mitzrayim was, because I'll say, nobody could ever leave Mitzrayim because it had magic on its borders. It was, you were totally bound inside. And Kaiso broke out of the boundaries. So here we have this again. You see, Mitzrayim is leaving the Mitzorim, leaving the limits. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what Shabbos is. And again, but the question is, so there's a piece from Revolva. Ali Shur piece. It's on page 4 of the packet, I guess. Not that they're numbered, but. I'm going to give you a hakdama to this. I had a story like this. So my wife and I spent 2 summers in Dayton, Ohio for a seed program. And we became very close with one of the people there. So one of the families there, the wife passed away. So I flew down to Dayton to say hesped. So there in Dayton, after the hesped, some people came there was an individual who was, not that he wasn't Shomer Shabbos, but he had some connection, etc. He'd come to the hesped, so we were shmoozing afterwards. It turns out he has relatives in Cleveland. So he says, you know, why don't you next time you come up to Cleveland, why don't you come out to the yeshiva, and we'll spend some time together. So Kachav, a few months later, he ended up in Cleveland. So Sunday morning, they had a program in those days. They don't have anymore. They had a program then. These are program people with very little backgrounds. Actually, it was named after the Rebbetzin Baby Frum, her husband, Chaim Tzvi. So Zichron Chaim Tzvi. So he came out for that. And afterwards, I brought him over, and I was talking with him. So I asked him, you know, how was your experience? He says, Rabbi, you live in a box. Now tell the sheep of the box. I mean, it's a 63-acre campus. When we were Bukharim, you know, first of all, when we were Bukharim, there was no off Shabbos. You came so because you went home Pesach. You came after Pesach, you went home at the end of, you came to Elo, you stayed. You never got, and there was Bukharim who didn't, the yeshiva had a barber. Yeshiva had washing machines. Yeshiva had a cleaning service. The dry cleaners would pick up the stuff.
Really?
And, you know, bring it back on Friday. So Yeshiva had a haberdashery where you could buy scarves and gloves and paper and pens. Yeshiva had a swarm store. Yeshiva had a canteen where you could buy...
Tells?
This is Tells.
How many students are at Tells?
When I was there, it was 450.
Bottom line, you didn't need to leave.
Wow.
There was a doctor which came in once a week to see the boys. There was a dentist. I mean, you do not need to leave campus unless you got stir crazy, right? I'm saying, but and at the campus there was a baseball field, there was a football field, there was a soccer field, there was a gym. Like, you do not have to leave campus. And there was Bachman would come and you would say 6 months straight. Single winter, you would not leave campus for 6 months.
Wow.
So it was a box. I mean, it was a box, you know.
Probably not like that today.
Yeah. No, now they have off Shabbos. Remember the first time, this is a side issue. Remember the first time they had an off, they finally decided the Bochum, you could get it, you could ask Rishus to leave for Hanukkah, and then sometimes you got Rishus. I mean, Rabbi Einemar has his story about Bar Mitzvah, yes. Right? They didn't let him go home for Bar Mitzvah.
Right.
Right, okay, so. Yeah, okay. So like, this is, you know, that already, they let the boy go home for Bar Mitzvah. You know, definitely, they mellowed in that respect. But he says to me, you live in a box. So he wasn't saying it was a compliment, though. So I said to him, what I'm hearing from you is that you think limits are a bad thing. He says, I don't think you really think that. He says, what do you mean? He says, let me give you an example. A person goes to college, and he's a very bright guy, and he's not sure what he wants to do with his life. So he wants to keep his options open. So he takes some, you know, law courses, and he takes some biology courses, and he takes some engineering courses, and he takes some English courses, and he takes some, you know, so he can become, you know, he can go to many different fields. After a year, he says, you know, this is not working. You know what? I'm really not in the mood of being a lawyer. I'm really not in the mood of being a doctor. I want to be an engineer. So he drops all of the legal courses. He drops all of the biology courses. And he drops all the anatomy courses. And he drops all the English courses. And he starts focusing on engineering. So is that a happy day or a sad day? So he asked him. So he didn't answer me. He says, well, according to your thought process, it would be a very sad day. The statistics show that most engineers never become lawyers or doctors. Right, that's what happens. That's the statistics show. You know, all the studies which we've done show that. Right, not having any studies, but like, how many do you know? Right, you know, right, like, you know, maybe two. I don't know. Like, you know, so it's a very sad day. He's cut off all his opportunities. He's much limited himself. So you don't say that. You say no. He took away all the distractions, allowed him to focus on what he needs to focus on. So that opened up a world for him which he could never have got to until he did that. So he says, so limits aren't bad. Limits are the vehicle to allow you to go into another level which you couldn't get to without limits. He says, okay, so you come to shul and you want to sit next to your wife. That's a limiting. It's very frustrating. He says, well, if the goal in coming to shul is to socialize, I hear you. That's a good point. The goal of coming to shul is to focus on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so limiting distractions allows you to go into a new plane of existence. So limits aren't bad. So that's what I told him.
What did he say to you?
He didn't answer. He just was quiet. I think he was absorbing it. I don't know. Now, so let's see this piece of revolt. So start from the fourth paragraph down. He has in the different type of font. So Amri, I'm sure Rabbi Ri is Rabbi Yerchan, I'm not sure who it is. Rishon Rios, he called Manik Shabbos, Noisalam Nachal B'Mitzor. Person who's Manik Shabbos, he gets a limitless Nachal. Shemar Osi Zanag Al Hashem, Rechavtech Vamosei Oritz, Vachotech Nachal Yaakov Vichem Pi Hashem Diber. Look, Abram, Shekos the boy, Kumi Zalech Boritz, Lorca, Abram was given Eretz Yisrael. Look, Yitzhak, this Kilchal Zarchatanus Kol Oritz, Oel. El Kiyakov, she comes over for Ratzah, Yom HaVekeven, you're going to expand north, south, east, and west. No limits. So you're going to get Nachla like Yaakov. Now, Kidu Emedi Rechazal Havtochus Schar Ba'alma. It's schar. When Chazal talk about schar, they're not talking about, you know, you get a present because you're a good boy. We give you a box of chocolates. When Chazal say schar, they mean intrinsic. There's some intrinsic connection between this action and the result. It means a positive consequence. Gila Chazal can give managas a Shabbos when achas skula shal b'li mitzorim. Arik Shabbos is the b'li mitzorim. And we find that Yaakov Avinu was the one which was the most enclosed. Avraham Avinu refers to the Beis HaMikdash as a har. Yitzhak refers to it as a son. Yaakov calls it a bayis. See, he saw it as a limiting place. That's the question. From the outside, to the secular person, he looks at you and says, "Gaval not Shabbos is so limiting. You can't do anything." Look, from the inside, we don't look like that. It's the opposite. What allows you to escape this world? Shabbos. I'm living on this planet, and for one day a week, I leave the planet. I step beyond the planet. So by going into my rocket, with it's very confined, I fly out into this whole new world, which I would never get to. So the limits are the way to leave the world behind. When you do malacha, you're forcing your mind to be focused onto this world. Okay. So that now the chara means the shmiras malachas is what allows you to have a nachal b'mitzar. So why is it the oynik Shabbos? Avol adayin adam mitzumtzum b'tzakufa. That's very nice. So your mind is now free to contemplate the secrets of the universe and the purpose of life and all those wonderful things which you couldn't do the whole week because you're busy focusing on how to fix your car. Okay, mm-hmm. But you're still stuck in your body. Chol malachas hen ka'ayin la'umas atzimtzum shavanos aguf. But the body demands its own. It limits you into this world. Malachas distract your mind. The body distracts your whole being.
Give yourself good food.
The case in his alam is that.
A good kiddush.
We start a manik of the Shabbos. Asher b'chol tanuge gufa hu mechav and rak l'kobet Shabbos. We'll see about that, what that means. Okay. That harei yotzen l'gamra mitzimtzum alam hazeh. Harei nis'alam al alam ha'maisa. Harei nis'alam al gufay. So take a look at the footnote over here, the note at the bottom. So the more over there on the Beya talks about the Neshama Yisera. So on that Gemara, the Ben Chananel, which is the Ben Chananel, right? You know, the Ben Chananel was the generation of the transfer generation from the Garden to the Rishonim. Kosher Rebbe Olam, he's Anig Mehen Nishmosan B'Yom Hashvi Nivru. Misravachas and Misgadlus b'Shabbos, Kimish Shabbos, Shashabbos, and after Shabbos ends, so we say of the Nevesh, Klerman Nismata Nesham, Rei Kol Tanugim Shvarlam Nivru Rakli Yom Shabbos. So I told you my story with my friend from Australia, right? I told you that story multiple times, right? Come on.
What's the story?
The story. Right? So I had a friend that came to Yeshiva from Australia. Right. Yeah. The parents were survivors, right? Yeah. So the point of the whole story was that a person, it's possible to eat food and see something greater than just food in it. So when I get to the point that even the physical actions which I must do act as a window into something greater than themselves, so then I have no limits anymore. And Adarabba, my body acts as a vehicle to allow me to go into a whole new plane. So when I'm ma'anig as a Shabbos, we'll see there's a guy, and the guy says, kol ma'anig as a Shabbos. Didn't say kol ma'anig as atzmai b'Shabbos. Kol ma'anig b'Shabbos. If you can find a way to make Shabbos an oinig, the idea of shvisa is an oinig, and you do that, and you celebrate that with your achila, when you're celebrating the idea that you're not limited to this world, if that's your attitude, then you're menachem b'mitzar.
So basically, you need the physical food to help you deal with the goof aspect of it.
So I don't. That I think is true. There's a piece over here. We'll see that the next page. So I think the correct way to say the food is the following. This is a piece over here from Isaac Sher was the Rashiv in Slobodka. So in the bottom paragraph. So he brings over here, he calls the Musar Shal Shabbos, means the message Shabbos has. Benavar Inyan Zeb Matar Chava. The name of Tzino Dabar Nifla Bedibri HaShe'ultas about the Nchum of Parshas Bereishis. She'ulta. So the same She'ulta is written by one of the Goynim. The Mechevom Beis Yisrael, the Menach B'yomer of the Shabbos, the Kleisa has to rest on Shabbos, the Chad Bar Yeh Kodesh Baruch Allah Omei, when the Baruch created the world, Barya b'shita yamin, b'noch b'yama the Shabbos, Barche b'kidshe, the Baruch was b'vorach and mekadosh Shabbos. Kaman the bona beisa, megamal avidatay v'avad yom tava. I finished building my building and I celebrate. So Shabbos is the celebration of the completion of the building. So a person after he finishes the building, he makes a nechum because of bias. Kachamay inchi kilobati v'siva yichal alakim b'yom hashvi. So the house is finished. B'yom kan b'chazal yisodin yom menuchas Shabbos buk l'fishik k'baruch kadosh baruch hu esalom abro v'shisha yom menuch b'yom hashvi birchay v'kitcher kadosh avon abeisa v'gam avonis amalechas opinion shas a yomtiv varech suda and rikris b'fi abrius chul because of bias. Rashi did that. And kavas ayoyim shaboy kila malechus liyam tashal chilukas abayis shlofi shenehenin ibin paltera shalom alomoy v'somach boy who mazes bril the simchas chilukas abayis. We're invited to join the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Shabbos on the celebration of the completion of his house. He's celebrating. He finished his house. And he invites us who are going to benefit from this house to join him in celebrating. That's what Anik Shabbos is supposed to be. It's celebrating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's ma'anig as a Shabbos. If I feel that I'm so excited that this is the day which is a zikaron of the Bereshit's creation, and I can find a way to push it to, as it were, sit and celebrate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why I want to eat, you're in. You got it. So then for you, Achila is the vehicle of feeling the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like that's in the story, eating the steak was the way to feel his mother's love. So that achila takes the body; it makes the body a partner in this feeling of the hargasha of the kedusha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you found a way that the body is no longer a limiting adar, but the body is expressing kedusha. It's expressing avas Hashem. The body is expressing the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If you can do that, you got a nachum b'mitzar. Because nothing limits you anymore. You found a way to move beyond the limitations of our world. So that's how I think the understanding is. Whereas, if you don't, you have a problem. So let's go back to page 3. There's a piece from Rav Dessler. So all the way on the left column on the bottom over there. So he says, "Shemrim ma'angeh Shabbos. Shabbos he grosh kol giluyim. Chemnas yomim oisakarosa. Shabbos is called Chemnas yomim. So actually, it's a good question. Where is Shabbos preferred to Eschemes HaYamim? If you look throughout Tanakh, you don't find anywhere that Shabbos is referred to as the desired day of Hashem. There's a Targum Yerushalmi in Parshas, the Beis Yosef asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand the Nusach HaTefillah. Beis Yosef and Hilchos Shabbos. So Beis Yosef brings a Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum Yerushalmi on the Pasuk of Vayachal. So it's the Lashon of Klois HaNefesh, the desire. That's how the Targum Yerushalmi teaches the Pasuk. So when the Bereshit created the world, it was desirable to him. Shabbos was a special day to him. So that's the first, that is the primary, it's the first Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Briyah. Mishen HaShomer Karoi, Eino Ma'anag Osei, Eino Ma'katshei, Lo Yehenna B'Bias HaMashiach. So when the brush of Malchus is going to be revealed with Mashiach, who's going to be sameach with that? Who's going to be happy with that? So the people who said their goal in life is to get a Kosh Baruch out of their life and enjoy this world, they're not going to be very happy about it. But those who their desire was to find a way to raise themselves above the limitations of this world. So when Mashiach comes and the Gili is greater, they're so much that much happier. Well, that's the most issues. Okay. So the poly most have a way to make everything the heavy part of it. Right? Like, so
what does that mean?
The last line?
Yeah.
From one side you figure out the other. The positive side you can figure out the negative. I once heard B'Shem, one of the Dalei Chassidus, he says if a person has no flavor at all in Shabbos, he's not a Ben Olam Haba. Because Shabbos is made in Olam Haba. So, if a person is a Ben Olam Haba, he's going to find Shabbos. He's like there in Olam Haba. He's going to find it. It's going to have a geshmak in it. The person has zero geshmak in Shabbos. He's not a Ben Olam Haba. I was like, oh, okay. I had a thought, which maybe we'll see when we go weiter. I think it's in the pasuk that if a person makes Shabbos across the Shabbos oynig, you can push it fine. Shabbos is a desirable day. Oh, it's not a gal Hashem. Then you'll have a way to have oynig gal Hashem. So the Mishnah says the person is created. The purpose of the whole creation was that a person should be misanig gal Hashem. If you can get that in Shabbos, you have a way to do that in general. And if you can't, you're not going to be Masana Galasha. So Shabbos is the testing ground, but not Shmir Shabbos alone, but Oynig Shabbos. The person keeps the lachas, so very nice. That's a tremendous accomplishment. But if a person doesn't find that there's some way that that's an Oynig for him, this process, in some way, it's desirable for him, so then he's saying that he doesn't want this, he's just doing it because what are you supposed to do? That's, you gotta, can't not keep a lacha. But if it's all just a negative, so you miss the whole point of Shabbos. Shabbos is this wonderful vehicle of that is hakabaks, like that person was saying. So there's some people from the outside looking in, it looks like a box. Some people on the inside looking in, it's also a box. That's pretty sad. But if a person, it's not a box, it's like, wow, this is like mamish. I stepped through this wonderful door into this whole magical world. That's Oynig Shabbos. So you can get an Olam Haba, you can get it, Mashiach comes, you can have that Hargosha. He's with Ike over here in the Rambam, in this piece from Rabbi Isaac Sher. Page Tafchav Beis of the... like it says, Musa. Because Rama Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Shemus Shabbos, Kilchusa Umechabdo Ma'anka Gvi Koychei. Karmafurish Kabakolo Skar Barlamazeh Yeser Al Skar Tzafin Al Lamavol. So the pasuk says, the Kabbalah means the Navi. We have a Navi explain to us the reward he's going to get in this world beyond whatever he'll get in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Asi Zanagal Hashem, Rechadich B'mos Hayoritz, Vachadich Nachal Yakavich B'ki Hashem Diber. It doesn't mean Olam Haba. It means in Olam Hazeh you're going to have it in Zanagal Hashem.
It's interesting. It's only in Halas Yaakov is mentioned.
Right. That's Chazal's Darshan.
Abraham Yitzhak.
Right, because Yaakov was one. Yaakov was the one who sat in the bayis. He was Yeshua Olim. He called it a bayis. Yaakov was the one who, as it were, made very big gedorim around himself. He made limits on himself. Mm-hmm. But Yaakovino's limits, what we're saying, were this vehicle to allow him to go into a higher level of existence. Yaakov was called kodesh. Kedusha is kodesh Yaakov. Yaakovino is made of kedusha. Okay, Madgish Rama Boimer, Shemavad Haskar Tzavon Al Mabo, Namisha Makayim Mitzvah Shonik Shabbos, Oed Muftak Loi Skar Barlam Hazeh, Yes Vaskar Barlam Mabo, Umao Skaroi, Osi Zangal Hashem. Hashanos Lamin Hashemayim, Esef Shoros, Vakayach Lover, Lamadrega, Nal Azu, Shal Yizan Gus Al Hashem. Mashur Zagazach, it's not you're going to have to get to Al Mabo to enjoy it. You're gonna. If a person finds a vehicle to be Me'anik Shabbos appropriately, he's gonna get a time in person's presence in general. So going back to the maybe Pshat the Novi, like the Novi says. So you have this person. He fasts. So fasting is not where it's at. That's what Russia wants. Russia wants a person should just afflict himself. He wants that you should stop taking out to other people. He wants you should be aware of other people. Being aware of other people means you take the focus not about yourself, and you see the world around you. And I think we discussed this once, that the Altman Kelim says that Avraham Avinu was the Rosh Hashanah. He came to the Akar B'Kadosh Baruch Hu on his own. Avraham Avinu is the Mura Chesed. So those, the one's been on the Malkum, one's been on the Chaveri. Is there any connection? It's two extraordinary things that Avraham Avinu accomplished, but it seems to me that they're not connected. He said, no, they're both are constantly connected. Avraham Avinu took himself out of the picture. When you're out of the picture, you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're out of the picture, you see other people. The Stapler writes that the biggest impediment to Emuna is Gaiva. If you're busy seeing yourself, you're not busy seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu. The world screams at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why didn't people see it? Because they're busy focusing on themselves. Right? And the midah of seeing the Ro'ev Lachmecha, the Sufik, your heart goes out to him. I don't notice him even. Leitmer Cup is a Reuven. Reuven Grzelski was the older cousin of Reb Yaakov and Reb Aaron, and he was one who schlepped them to Slobodka to learn. He was the head of the Matzah Gedolei Torah in America. He had an accident, which some people think, many people think that it was because of his, pressuring to bring a high level of kedusha to Klai. So it was a planned accident by some people. Hmm. He ended up becoming debilitated. About in the last few years, he wasn't well. But Reb Reuven said that the destruction of America is the radio. He said twice. He said that. He said two different thoughts. One of them is, it says, a catastrophe happens, so you think, well, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now it's the radio that tells you the catastrophe and explains you exactly why it happened, because of this science thing. No room for Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore. Well, other time he said, the person sits down to breakfast and he's eating his coffee with his roll, his bun. listen to radios. Yeah, there was an earthquake and 4,000 people died. You know, like, you know, good bun. Like, you know, you should throw up the bun. Like, how do you eat the bun? Well, you know, since we made it, became so normal to us to hear all of everybody's stories while we're enjoying ourselves. Says that's the destruction of America. The guy sits there with his newspaper in the morning. Like, what's the news? The news is like, you know, everybody's happy and it's all the horrible things that are happening, right? And you read all the pages of all everything happening while you're enjoying your breakfast. Like, what? So, the Shabbos is when I let go of my control of the world. There's a speaker in Cleveland. This goes back over 30 years ago. So he's speaking about. I don't remember what the official title of the topic was, but he spoke to a secular crowd. Mishunadika Drasha. See, he started off with, he said, you know, he wants to know why does Shem create sleep? The Mishnah could have made our bodies, they don't need sleep. It would be so much more helpful. Like, you know, you get so much more time in your day. I mean, like, you know, we don't have to be tired. We don't have to need sleep. The Mishnah didn't have to make us like that. He says, the Medrash has the kasha. The Medrash says, we don't understand Adam Rishon. The Medrash says that the Mishnah created Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was so halig, he was so Kaddish, that the Malachim saw him and mistook him for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And they're ready to say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, to Adam Rishon. The Rishon says, that's not good. The Rishon took Adam and put him to sleep. They said, if he's asleep, he's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's an Adam. So he said, the Medrash is telling you, the reason why the Rishon created sleep is to remind us that we're not God. That's interesting. You know, I run the world. And, you know, without me, it's not going to go. One of my chaverim once told me, "The person thinks he's indispensable. He's very dispensable." but the biggest raya is, I go to bed, I wake up in the morning, and the world's still here. We had so much. The world. I was sleeping. Vice versa, I'm not God. Shabbos is wakeful sleep. Shabbos is for 26 hours a week. We push it, stop controlling the world. And it comes after Shabbos, the world's still here. So it's push it, letting go of the world. The biggest distraction from our awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we think that we're in control of the world. So I don't enjoy Kodesh Baruch Hu because I'm busy focusing on my, I don't see him. I'm busy focusing on how I'm running the world. Shabbos is push it, you let go. So when you let go by Shabbos, if you're able to get to the point where I can let go and be nervous, Shabbos is one thing, you know, but a 3-day Yom Tov, you know, right?
I'm coming up,
right? So
yeah, that's right.
A Yom Tov in the middle of the week, you know, like, so you have a business. So my sister-in-law has. Her office is in her house. It's right off the dining room. So they have like curtains that they close.
Ah.
Right? She says, but you know, the phone's in there. you're sitting by the Suda, you the Suda in the middle of the week, you know, ring, ring, ring. Yes, you turn it off, right? Right? Before Yom. But you know what's going on. There's the right. There's the answering machine catching all the, you know. It said it took her about 2 or 3 years after they started the business to tell the real, you know, it's in Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. It's not in my hands. But it's supposed to come. It's not. It will come. It's not in my hands. Right now, that's like a different world. She says now, like it's so standard right here. She just shuts it out of her mind. But you know, at the beginning, I am building up my business. I am getting clients. I am. So all of a sudden, like, you know, it's not you. You know, it's so it doesn't have to be annoying. It can be quite uncomfortable. But the person says, "What do you mean? The whole week I was distracted from this reality. I was mitzumtzum into this limited world." And finally, for once, I'm able to move beyond it. It's such an oinig. I'm so happy that my mind is now free, and I can focus on the greater reality of Kadosh Baruch Hu and where I fit in that universe. I want to celebrate. Let's eat something. You know, that's what Shabbos is. That's Gemolik. So the if you can get to the point that your goal in life is to help the Ani, you're not focusing on yourself, you're focusing outwards. You're seeing everybody's needs, that you've touched into this. Then you have a shaykhus to Shabbos as well. When Shabbos comes, it's not hard to let go, because I never was driving the thing anyway. But it's all about me, so why am I giving this? Don't get a job. You're able-bodied. I remember that once I was like, you know, there's people which look quite able-bodied and have mental issues. The guy was coming collecting, and he had a tuda, etc. And somebody says, you're a big, tall guy, go get a job. I'm not giving you my hard-earned money. Go get a job. I know what the guy's reality is. How do you know? Maybe he can't get a job. Maybe he is a liar. I don't know. You're the person to go tell him what to do. So that's the problem. I'm seeing myself, not the person next to me. So that's a mind-boggling. So that person has oinig on Hashem in this world, because once you stop focusing on yourself, you can see the ani, like the Rav Ravino, and you can see the Barshalom. Otzizanik al Hashem. So Shabbos to you is an oinig. He said, he says, we don't have the courage to do this, but if Anshkin Sagala would be alive nowadays, they'd make a bracha on turning off the phone in Erev Shabbos. they would be besak and a bracha to say, because it's such a hanoa to close, to turn off the phone.
Single best part of it, yeah.
Right? It's such a hanoa to let go of this whole world controlling me. He says, such a hanoa by him, but you know, he pulls out the jack out of the thing. The hanoa deserves a bracha. That deserves a bracha. Like, you know, it's more hanoa than a piece of cake. Because it deserves a bracha, you know. He says, there's no bracha. You can't make your own brachas, but there should be a bracha for it. And some people, I don't know, but nowadays, the whole hanoa is being plugged in. We define ourselves by, and what happens, remember, we become defined by the whole world around us. That's so limiting. Like, there's somebody says nowadays that people are not comfortable being themselves, and because they're constantly being judged, and being, you're constantly presenting yourself to the whole world. So how can you come to being yourself? You're constantly being judged by everybody around you. So it's so the opposite, it's so limiting. So, I mean, we have so many opportunities nowadays, yeah, and they're all limiting. It's almost the opposite. Shabbos is the day the Pashat Yumamish let go. There's two different worlds of how to say it. Rebbe has a fascinating thing. His sefer is called Ali Shur. So he says, what does the word Ali Shur mean? So Rashi says, one of them is based on the pasuk that B'nai saw the Ali Shur pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. The Yosef, the pasuk says that Yosef went out on Mitzrayim, and they stepped up onto Alei Shur. Tup Shati, one means on the wall to get a glimpse of him. One means, yeah. The word Shur also means to see. Asherenu v'loyata, right? Asherenu v'lokaroy. Asherenu v'loyata. Asherenu v'lokaroy. Right? Asher, it means to see. They stood up and able to see. It says my sefer is to try and give you a glimpse into a world which exists. I can't bring you there. You got to go there yourself. But I can at least try and give you a glimpse. So the whole purpose is you're trying to give a person a glimpse that there's this whole other world of existence. Which there's people who walk in this world who push it, live different than us. They exist different than we do. And for them, Shabbos is the tremendous oinig. It's this tremendous oinig, the experience being in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. So we get up some ain of it. We Shabbos is a nice day, right? That it is, Baruch Hashem, you know. I once told somebody, he says, you know, they a lot of kirub is done through Shabbos. You know, you have a nice suitors, you know, it's very pleasurable being with the family, etc. I said, you know, there's another part to Shabbos. So I don't want to mess everything up over here, but you know. There's a mice with Reuven Grzybowski when he came to America, you know, to fundraising before the war. He came with his father, Rebark Bear, he was Rebark Bear's son-in-law. So they came to America together to collect money for the yeshiva, the Kamenitz. And they were staying in the, you know, they would go to these different places. They would stay, they had these, like, you know, hotels. They would stay in one Shabbos, Reuven's missing the whole Shabbos. They don't know where he is, they can't find him. So I finally realized what happened. Shabbos morning, he went into the bathroom in the hotel room, and the light turned on.
He couldn't get out.
So it means he can't leave. He opened the door, the light goes off. So he spent the whole Shabbos in the bathroom. He didn't eat. He didn't very hard to sleep. It's not a very comfortable place to sleep. Couldn't learn.
Right.
He just spent, you know, 12 hours sitting in a bathroom doing nothing.
Sitting where?
In a bathroom. The light went on when he went to the bathroom. He realized that the door...
Can't get out.
But when you go in the bathroom and you shut the door, the light goes on. You open the door, the light goes off.
So high-tech before the
So he mamish, he sat there for the 12 hours because he was not allowed to open the door. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is... You let go of your control of the world. Yeah. It's not wonderful suitors and smiris, and cholent, you know, and cholent a second time, a third time, and a fourth time, you know. It's nothing. You can't learn, you can't daven, you can't do anything.
What about tefillah?
Nothing. It's a malacha, you know, you can't do it. You can't turn it, open the door. Right. Shabbos is it's real, you know. So I had this fascinating thought. I said, you know, Shabbos, the moment of reality is the moment of the present. Most of our thought processes are either about the past or about the future. You know, what we're planning to do, or we're thinking about what we did, you know, it was good, it was bad, I regret it, don't regret it, etc. Living in the moment of reality and feeling the reality is hard. Like, that's like, our all daydreaming is about, is anytime your mind is like not focused, the daydreams are not about, wow, I'm really enjoying this moment. That's not usually what you think. What I'm going to do later on? I'm going to do tomorrow? What I'm going to accomplish? I'm going to become rich, you know. Like, you know, I used to be rich, you know. Like, it's either the past. We don't live in the present. Shabbos, the law is kol malatachos. So you come to Shabbos. This is a kol malatachos. Zok the mechilta kol malatachos. You have nothing to do.
You can't plan for the future either.
You can't plan for the future. There's no future. There's no past. Shabbos, it forces you to live in the reality is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Zman, it's the past or it's the future, it's about me. What I'm going to do is that Shabbos forces you to let go of the future, let go of the past, and focus on the now. And, you know, reality sometimes can be harsh, but it's real. So you stop all of the fluff. And you get pushed. The reality is inside of you. I mean, it's not about what people think about me. It's none of that stuff. That's all distractions. Shabbos takes away all the distractions. So you know, looking in a mirror with all of your warts can be disconcerting sometimes. So we try and avoid it. Shabbos almost forces you to look in the mirror. But if you look in the mirror right, you realize that you look in the mirror, you see that there's somebody behind you also looking in the mirror with you. Because Baruch is there with you. So that's, I think, the beauty of the Oinig, which would... She wanted more pieces over here. So, the Dinas here is Mutter. So, page Taflamet, he brings over here. He brings the Ben Yona says... So everything out of your minds. Here is Mutter. Okay, so he brings over there. It's a base Yosef. Cousin Rabbi Yarna. Also, Lord, she had Libay Tard Basaka Bashabbos. I'm Shamar Kacham, I'm here Mutter. In Yashta Mataka here, Tirdas Alev, Nidu Daiga Osir. sees Komalatecha, Ramach Chiddush, take Komalatecha, Menach Akili Hisuyu, Shotarach Aleha. Okay, and that's Mucha Shalom, Vishalva, Vahashgate, Vavetach, Mucha Shlema Shatar Roitzibo. So it has to be a Mucha Shlema that the Russian is what the Russian wants. That's Shabbos. So now to come back to Mechilta, Komalatecha Suya, I think there's another case to the Mechilta, according to the Rechaim HaKadosh. Just an awesome word about the Orchamic Kaddish. Think about it. It is. The world ended. Erev Shabbos. There was no more malacha to do. Person goes into his cavern and he says, you know, I had so much more I wanted to do.
Done.
No. What you were supposed to accomplish in the world is done. Your work, malacha, asuya. There's no more. When it comes Shabbos, the world ends, the Orchamic Kaddish. So, your malacha, asuya. There's nothing more to do. The Russian gives you a brand new piece of Chaim. So the, I don't know, the schus of getting the piece of Chaim is by letting go of last week and being with the Kodesh Baruch. The Russian says, you know what, I like you. I'll give you a little more Chaim. Let's do it again for six days. So each week we go through this process of letting go of the world. Mamish, I mean, it's almost as if our body is put aside, and we go into Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms, and he says, "You know what? It's good times together. Let's give you six more days." It's an awesome thought process. Okay, I want to tell you a vort, which is like a little bit different lakuta over here. It's not much different lakuta, but it's the get to this. The word oinig. So by the Bali Chassidus has this big thing about oinig and nega. You probably heard the oinig and nega are the same oisius. So the opposite of oinig is nega. Which the, so nega is saras. It's like, you know, it's tuma. It's like, you know, it's all these horrible things. And oinig is like the lisanag al Hashem. So I heard a word from, it was 2 weeks ago, I was away for Shabbos. So I heard a word from Rabbi Michal Berkowitz, Rabbi C. Berkowitz's son. He said an awesome word. Not this word, you know, not this liquid over here. Just I have to share it with you. I love it. Okay. So he started off something called Fitbit. Fitbit is this thing which measures your steps.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She says, imagine that the person who had the idea for the Fitbit gets together these investors, and he's convincing them about this new idea that you should invest in this capital. You know, says, I have a thing that measures your steps. It's okay. Therefore what? And your heartbeat. Okay. Like, what's the sales? Like, why? So he had problems getting, but you got somebody to do it. The thing took off like who knows what. He's a sixth grade rabbi. He says, I have to tell you, I had two wild stories. Says a boy comes to class. He says, my class is sixth graders. He says, 25 boys, probably 20 of them have Fitbits. Boy comes to the class and says, Rebbe, there was a carpool in Shulam and they let me off 3 blocks from school. I get so many steps for my Fitbit. Like, are you weird? Like, you know, kids kvetch about the 3 blocks, I have to walk 3 blocks. The kid is like all excited. And Rebbe was uphill, and you get more credit for going uphill. Right? A boy comes to class one day, he says, my mother took him to the doctor yesterday, Rebbe, and the elevator wasn't working. We walked eight floors of stairs. I got so many steps. So what happened? It's just, right? Instead of crutching, they're all excited. So he said over a story, there's a person in New York, Rebbe Schaefer, he has something called theshmooze.com. So he says shmooze, and it's called theshmooze.com. So he says over, he hasn't wrote a book, How to Stop Surviving, Start Living, I think is the name of the book. So he has the following story. This is a true story. The fellow named Alan Dershowitz is a professor in the law professor at Harvard. Says over the following story, that there was a class there in Harvard that the students were talking, and they decided they want to give God a grade on how he runs the world. Okay? You know, beautiful world, wow, you know, that's, you know, for that, he gets beauty, he gets an A, you know. They came up with the final grade, B minus. Okay. So, Rabbi Schaefer says, I give them an F. Why do they give them an F? Why an F? Because you can't grade something until you know what the class is about. He says, imagine there's a person, he had a really, really hard day at work. And it's stressful, etc. And he said, you know what, I need to go relax. I'm going to go to a spa. You know, there's sauna there, there's a massage there. Just chill out, and I'm going to relax, you know. He sees a big sign that says, you know, spa, fitness center, right? He goes in and he makes a wrong turn into the fitness center. He walks in and there's the guy going, right? There's another guy going, you know, like, you know. He says, it's crazy. It's a horrible spot. There's people going, you know, where they sound like, you know, they're like, they're sweating, their dish goes out, like, you know, it's a horrible spot. The answer is because you went to the fitness center. These people think the world is supposed to be a spa. The world is supposed to be a fitness center. So when you expect it to be hard, you have your Fitbit on. It's exciting that there's more to do. And when you're expecting it to be easy, so the difference between Arnega and Naga is if you put the word ayin, the letter ayin, which is what you're supposed to be seeing before the gimel or after the gimel. If this is what you're looking forward to happen, that the world's going to be a world of challenges, it's a great world, isn't it? If you're expecting that's not how it's supposed to happen, you're not waiting. It says, you get smacked in the face. Wow, it's hard. Whoop, hard. It's a horrible place. It feels like a nega. That was his word.